Every family has an identity. I'm not talking about their last name. It's something that you know that family to hold true and dear to their hearts. Could be a family from church that donates a lot of time and money to nonprofits. Maybe goes on mission trips to third world countries. Could be a family that you know from work. They donate a lot of their time to local charities and nonprofits. The identities aren't always positive or good. Could be that family across the street that has that dog that barks all day, runs across the street and does its business in your yard all the time. We all have an identity, and it's hard to shake that identity. Well, Bemidji State is still trying to find their identity this year. Week one, Riley Funk.
Yeah, that phrase Beaver hockey, when you come in, it's said a lot around here, and you don't really... playing against the Beavs myself, it was even a known thing, Beaver hockey, and you just don't really have an idea. And when you get here and you experience it, it's like it's working for each other.
Just yesterday, Casper Magnuson.
Right now, we're in a phase where we're trying to figure out how Beaver hockey is, like how Beaver hockey is supposed to play. And when we play like that, we're having a lot of success.
And you'll hear more later on tonight. But tonight, Adam Flamang.
Yeah, obviously there's a lot that goes into that. And it's a low game in the offensive zone. It's blocking shots. It's finishing hits. It's take care of the D zone, puck management, winning the pits, as Coach Peters used to say, and Tom now says, having a guy out front, just outworking the other team is Beaver hot.
I like how they sold out. They played with a lot of desperation, and it was good. We still got to get better defensively. There were some breakdowns, but that's why we're blocking those shots, to be honest with you. And, you know, if we can just get we got to get a little stronger detail to our defensive game.
Sure, every team in college hockey, heck, every team regardless of the sport, tries to do the little things right. It's every team's identity. Some do it more often than others. And for Bemidji State, the goal isn't more often. The goal is every time. Do the little things, do them right, and do them every time. That, to me, is the definition of Beaver hockey. Last night, the Beavers did those little things. The Beavers blocked 22 shots last night. Hudson Thornton 4, Vincent LaBelle 3, two newcomers that led the team last night. That's a little thing. Beavers aim to do those night in and night out for the entire 60 or 65 minutes. That's this team's identity. By sticking to their identity, the Beavers won their CCHA opener, winning it in overtime 1-0. Goal scorer of the newcomer, Oliver Peer.
Shot got deflected. Flamang gets it back, right circle. Down low, Oliver Peer shoots and scores! Great patience by Flamang! Found Peer on the back door, and Bemidji State wins it. Not quite midway through overtime.
Thought for a minute Flamang might do it 2 games in a row to the Vikings. Ended their season a year ago, but the patience and the heads-up play to find Peer, who had all day.
How about this for doing little things? Riley Funk last night took 20 faceoffs. He won 18 of them. Little things certainly do add up to big things. In another game of doing little things tonight, might just get Bemidji State 5 out of 6 league points. Quarter Bar pregame show is next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.